That's right. That's right. Want.
Feel good about it.
Okay, Luke 24, 1 to 11. Though I don't know why they omitted 12. 12 is kind of interesting here. On the first day of the Sabbath, and Sabbath is plural, it's common to vary between singular and plural, kind of like with bread or cloak or something like that. Often when it's plural, it does mean week, not Sabbath day. Now the next thing is an interesting little phrase. Orthrubatheos. Orthrus is mourning, and bathys, like bathysphere, means deep. So within the deep mourning. Now apparently, according to BAGD, this is supposed to mean something like very early in the morning, I suppose deep back into the night or something like that. Epimnema elthon, they came to the memorial place, then also tomb, like Nehemiah. Well, who's they? Well, they is the people in 55 and 56. Go take a look at the top of the page there. Hyginikes. The ones who had followed. Now, it's rather important that you see this. And the women, having followed along, Hytenes, who were sin elelithui, with going with him from Galilee, out of Galilee, auto is the hymn, ethe asanta, they beheld the tomb and how he was placed, or I'm sorry, his body, etethe, was placed. And then it says in 56, and returning, they prepared aromata and myrrh, spices and myrrh, and the Sabbath, during, for the extent of the Sabbath, he sichasan, they were quiet according to the law. Now remember, we see chapter 24 in a big space, but this thing is just going along here. And on the manuscript, there's not going to be a space. So, and on the first day of the week, to the tomb, they went, and it's the same women. Pharusai, feminine participle from Pharaoh, present, active, bearing ha hetoimasan aromata, bearing which they had prepared spices. The things that they had prepared, you'll notice that a number of manuscripts, well, it's actually the Western text, omits aromata, and that's because it's a little bit awkward. It would be nice just to have the ha in there. Two. And hoiron, and they discovered the stone. What? Apo kekilis menon, rolled away. Perfect passive participle from apo kuleo, and then a sigma comes in for the other principal parts. Now, this is an example. This is a rather advanced construction, in a sense. This is the use of the participle in indirect discourse. So this is the thing, Ayrton, we're talking about that in the Luke class. So you would translate it like this. They discovered that the stone was in a rolled-away condition, that it had been rolled away and it was now away, that it was rolled away from the tomb. Note that variation between mnema and mnemayu there. It's not a lot of difference. Three. And eis elthusai, upon going in, they discovered the body. They did not discover. Sorry. Boy, that would be a terrible mistake. Uchoiron. Yes. That's like that new, what's the name of that new Paul Meyer book? Skeleton in God's Closet. Right. They discovered the skeleton in God's closet. They did not find the body of the Lord. Very basic, straightforward sentence. Not much in the way of grammar. And it's just really rather impressive in a way. Kaya genita. And it came to pass, ento plus the infinitive, while they aporaiste were at a loss. Aporia is a word in English. Aporeo is to be at a loss for something. While these women, autas, were at a loss concerning this, it came to pass kai. See, kai agenita, and then kai. It came to pass that, behold, now this is getting very Hebraic here, behold, men, two of them, epestesan, stood next to them in raiment shining. Astropto means to gleam or shine or, you know, flash out real brightly. This is the word that's used for the garment of Jesus at the Transfiguration. And esthetos is the word for garment or raiment. Now, let me parse for you our required form, of course, epesteson. There we have our required form of histemi for this pericope. Now, this is third person plural, aorist indicative active. However, it is a strong aorist, not a weak aorist. The ending is son. It is not estesan, but estesan. San being the old third plural ending, because you need here a form that's intransitive. They stood by, stood next to them. Well, you know, you get the impression that they just kind of came on the scene here. Well, sort of brown shorts time here. Emphobon de genomenon auton. And while they became scared out of their minds, and klinuson ta prosopa, and were inclining, bending their faces into the ground, they said, they, being the two men, said prosautas to them. Note that that's a technically improper GA, because the autas is the same as auton. Why are you seeking the living guy with the dead? Not is he here, but he, now we say either has been raised or has arisen. If you take that aorist passive as third, it is third person singular aorist indicative passive, but you could take it as a passive with an active intransitive meaning. Chapter 24, section D. Mnesthete. Remember, it's an imperative, second singular, aorist imperative passive from mimneskamai, which is a passive deponent. Remember how he openly spoke to you guys, still being in Galilee. While he was still in Galilee, saying, now, I want you to notice here the placement of the words, saying, the Son of Man, that it was necessary that he be handed over. Now, you notice how he's pulled that out of the hutty clause, that the Son of Man, that it was necessary that the Son of Man be handed over unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified. Now note, both of those are aorist passive infinitives with the thenai there, paradothenai, starothenai. And on the third day, now I want you to notice here, on the third day, anasthenai. That's another form of histemi. That's the strong aorist again. And I think, and it's intransitive, so it means and to arise. And I think this gives you the hint that agerthe is to be translated, in fact, as he has arisen, not he has been raised. And mnesthesan, they remembered his hrematon, his utterances. Now, a couple of points. First, remember, mnesthesan takes the genitive. That's why the hrematon is genitive. But secondly, this is a typical Lucan emphasis, and if you're preaching on this, you might want to bring this out, that the disciples are faithful, they follow, as we saw in 23, 55, and 56, And here they remember the words, and therefore they become witnesses all the way from Galilee. You know, in Acts chapter 1, when they have to pick somebody to replace Judas, it has to be somebody who was there from the beginning, who was there from the baptism of John from Galilee all the way through. And so they remember these things, and so can be, as Luke describes it in Acts, the martyress, the witnesses of these things. 9. Kai hypostrepsasai. Now notice that, nice feminine participle there, aorist active. And upon returning from the tomb, op engailon, they announced all these things, tois hendeka, to the 11, and pasin tois loipois, and all the with them people. Well, now who the heck's that? Well, that'd be something like Jesus' brothers, probably, Mary, who was, we know from Acts 1, was connected with them, and other supporters. Eison de, and there were the Magdalene Mary, and Joanna, and Maria, Mary, the of Jacob, the mother or the wife of James, Jacob, and the rest of the women with them. Now, you know it's women because that high loipai is feminine. And the rest of the women with them. They were saying these things, pros tous apostolus, to the apostles. Aha. Now, note, apostolus, okay? To the apostles, not to the disciples. Now, Luke is always very intent on making sure that you know that these people are the ones that are sent out with the information and as the full apostles. Yeah, however, and ephaneson, that's third person plural, aorist indicative passive of phino. In the passive, this is often active and intransitive, like we talked about agerthe, and it means to appear. Phino is to make to appear in the act. And they appeared before them, what did? Ta hremata tauta, the utterances, these ones, appeared before them as leiros. Leiros is not an adjective, it's a noun, haleiros, and it means idle chatter, gossip. And epistoun autais, and they were not believing them, they didn't try to believe them. They actually weren't believing them. Notice the use of apisteo there. That's the same word that's used in that long ending of Mark, apisteo, several times. Well, that's the end of the pericope, but let's take a look at verse 11. I don't know why they cut that out of there. And Peter, anastas, that's an aorist active participle from histemi, the strong aorist, intransitive, upon arising, edramen, that's a movable nu on the end, that's not a men ending, it's edrame, movable nu, ran, trecho dramumai edramon, one of the real odd verbs, ran to the tomb and parakupsas, and upon bending down, he sees, note the lapsing into the present here, he sees the authonia, the grave clothes, mona, alone, apart, by themselves. And he went away to himself, thaumadzon ta geganus. Geganus, that's a perfect active participle, neuter, singular. That which had happened and was now the case. Wondering at that which had happened and was the case. So he was amazed at that. You know, note how completely, you know some of you guys went to the SBL meeting, and you know, there are all these things about all this myth and stuff in the Bible. But note how tame the story is. They don't really see anything. They don't see Jesus arisen. They see the two guys. But it, it says here, two men stood by them. It doesn't say angels. It says men in shining raiment. They tell their story. They're not believed. The Peter goes out, he's wondering about that. Now, if you're going to make it up, you can do better than this. And that's a fact. But the important thing, I think, if you're preaching on Luke, is to preach on the fact that these are witnesses, and what you'd want to do is you would want to go on then later on in the chapter and talk about his appearances to them and so forth. Okay, very good.